This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on a Thursday. Let's play ball. Do I have everybody's attention? Todd?
Let's play ball.
All righty. Yeah. Baseball, reopening day. Got some weather issues for a couple of teams. Their games have already been postponed. We'll talk to the great reporter, Jeff Passan, who will join us coming up. I have a few questions. At what point does Mike Trout say to the Angels, I think I need a change of scenery? Or at what point do the Angels say to Mike Trout, do you need a change of scenery? And also the Oakland A's. How awkward is this going to be? They're still trying to find a temporary home before they find their new home while still being in their old home. So we'll talk some baseball with Jeff Passan coming up here in a little bit. Christian Laettner, former Duke star, Olympic champion, dream teamer, NBA player, but not in the Basketball Hall of Fame, I don't think. Paulie, did you check that this morning?
I can find he's not in the Basketball Hall of Fame as an individual, you know, like any other person would be. The Dream Team's in the Hall of Fame as a group. That has nothing to do really with Christian Laettner. He's still eligible on his own.
How is he not in the Basketball Hall of Fame? He's one of the five most decorated, greatest college players of all time. Like, you can't argue with the resume. And it's the Basketball Hall of Fame. It's like if you had just a Football Hall of Fame, not a Pro Football Hall of Fame, Tim Tebow would be in. Herschel Walker would be in. Christian Laettner should be in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Yes, Marvin.
Tim Tebow? In just the Football Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
If we're just going College Football Hall of Fame, yes.
No, it's if they had football the way they do basketball, then it's what you do in college and or the pros.
What did he do in the pros?
Well, that doesn't matter. It's what he did in college. Mike Krzyzewski never coached in the NBA. Bob Knight never did. It's what they did in college that would put you into the Basketball Hall of Fame or the Football Hall of Fame. I mean, Tim Tebow didn't do anything in the NFL, so he's not getting in because of that. But if I take him with his college resume, I mean, Johnny Manziel might get in. Heisman Trophy winner, he might get into the Hall of Fame. But Christian Laettner should be in the Basketball Hall of Fame. I mean, you have international players, you have coaches in there, executives in there. Christian Laettner should be in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Yeah, Paul?
And I double-checked. He's eligible. He's been out of the game for five or more years. You know, they have coaches, players, referees. There's nothing about, you know, your pro or college career. It's very undefined.
It was on this date in 1992, Christian Laettner hit a 15-foot turnaround jumper at the buzzer, giving Duke a one-point overtime win over Kentucky. And one of the more controversial games of his career, well, the most controversial game, 10 for 10 from the floor, 10 for 10 from the line, scoring 31 points. So Laettner will join us coming up next hour. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our radio partners, those chatting on Chat Row. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. You can follow along with the Celebrity Bracket Challenge powered by NetSuite. It's available at foxsportsradio.com because we have basketball coming up tonight. Clemson, Arizona, San Diego State, UConn, Alabama against North Carolina, Illinois against Iowa State. Operator standing by, Tyler. We'll take your phone calls at 877-3DP-SHOW. When we talk about the best time of the year, a lot of times we'll look at maybe September, October, or March or April. And here we are, Major League Baseball opening up, and March Madness still going on. We get to the Sweet 16. Now we get some real competitive basketball. The NFL draft a little under a month away. And now you're having pro days. You had Malik Nabers with Jaden Daniels at LSU yesterday. Drake May and Michael Penix Jr. expected to have their pro days soon. Those types of workouts can propel somebody a little bit higher in the draft. For instance, Zach Wilson. So we get to sit back and enjoy all of this. And you don't get this much diversity as far as sports goes in a single week. All right, what's poll question we're going to go with today, Seton?
We got a few of them. We could go with better time of year, September, October, March, April.
Okay.
Just based off of what you were just saying. Okay. That could be fun.
Okay.
Paul sent one over, sort of random. Would you rather have a solid 10-year career as a baseball player, basketball player, or football player? MLB, yeah. NBA, NFL.
Okay. Yes, Paul.
My rationale for that, even though football is by far my favorite sport to watch and enjoy, I think as a lifestyle, I think I would choose a 10-year career as a good baseball player. When you leave the sport, you're probably not racked with injuries. You get to play more than practice. It's all playing. And, you know, not, the travel's a little tough, but the lifestyle, it seems fun being a baseball player. You're not playing.
And it seems so mundane and boring and tedious. Yeah.
But you get to play baseball every day as opposed to meetings and practice and lifting weights.
Yeah, but it's the same thing. It's 162 games. Yeah, Seton.
So I would kind of use the same, mostly the same rationale or logic, but for an NBA player. I feel like lifestyle-wise, NBA is great. Yeah. Not nearly as long a season. You're going to different cities. You're sort of in and out. You're making a great living. You have a hell of a union.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I would say NBA, it's 82 games. I can have load management. What other sport do you get load management? We're okay with it. Maybe I play 65 games, maybe, and get a good living. Yes, Marvin.
And what if your team is sorry? If you're an NBA player, the season's over mid-April. You don't go back until September. So you get the whole summer off, and then some. You're still making $25, $30 million a year.
Yeah, but the Pistons season and the Spurs season and the Wizards season has been over long before that.
I mean, officially.
Yes. Yeah. Unofficially, it's been over. Unofficially. By the way, this first hour brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert of the Dan Patrick Show. Used them a couple of times. Great people. TireRack.com/Dan. The tire decision guide, full lineup of BF Goodrich tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So Christian Laettner enshrined in the Basketball Hall of Fame as a member of the Dream Team. He's the only player from the Dream Team who hasn't been inducted into the Hall of Fame individually. So officially, he's not in. Technically, he's in. Officially, he's not in. Yes, Paul?
It'd be like Dave Grohl getting in for Nirvana, but not on his own, like if he went solo.
Okay. So Christian Laettner is the Dave Grohl.
Yeah, everyone's using that comparison. Okay. They have lifted that.
Okay. Thought you might have gone Travis Barker on me, but okay. Fine with that. No problems with that. By the way, I was watching some basketball last night, and I was watching Golden State because these are really important games. Phoenix and Golden State. Houston's playing really well. Denver lost to the Suns last night. And I'm watching Golden State. So they're just starting against Orlando. And all of a sudden, this happens.
On the other side, Draymond is chasing the officials to the middle of the floor. And at some point, somebody's going to come in. Oh, he threw him out. He did it. I'm glad we didn't go to break. Ray Acosta, not here for it. Hit the road, Jack.
So that's courtesy of the game in Orlando. Draymond got thrown out. What was the score? 6-4? Something like that? And you see Steph Curry really emotional with this. Like he's despondent. He's upset. He pulls his jersey over his face. It looks like he's wiping away tears. And then Steph Curry was asked about Draymond getting ejected.
What did you think of the Draymond injection?
Well, I said we need him. He knows that. We all know that. So whatever it takes to keep him on the floor, and be available, that's what's got to happen. Especially at this point in the year, so tough way to start the game.
I don't know if it's Steph's responsibility to keep Draymond on the floor. They created this monster, and now they have to live with this monster. This is on Steve Kerr. They've enabled Draymond. You know, Draymond can act like a fool sometimes on the floor. I mean, he's a wonderful basketball player when he wants to be, or at least he used to be, and he's really a high basketball IQ. I just don't know why he can't all of a sudden get in these moments and go, Draymond, no, don't. But he can't. But really, during the regular season, how often do we talk about Draymond Green? Only when he does something like this. Maybe in the postseason, when he plays well, we've talked about him. In the Boston series, I thought he was, you know, out of control, and then he finally started to play like Draymond Green. He's going to be a future Hall of Famer. At some point, it's on Draymond Green. The Warriors created this. Now, all of a sudden, you can't go, Draymond. When he's playing well, you put up with this. I mean, go back to when he punched Jordan Poole. How many players, coaches, assistant coaches, trainers, anybody ran to Draymond Green and grabbed him as if to say, what did you just do? No one did. No one. I mean, look at Steph Curry there. He's just like, all right. As if Jordan had it coming and no big deal here. And that affected the Golden State Warriors last year. But you can't sit here and go, oh my God. Like, I'm not surprised when Draymond does this stuff. But it's unfortunate because they did win the game because of Steph Curry. But they're not good enough. They just can't turn it on and off the way they used to. I mean, it's a dynasty that is holding on by its fingertips here. Are they dangerous? Yeah. Sometimes they're dangerous to themselves. But you're watching that, you just go, does anybody say to Draymond, you got to stop this? Can they keep him next year? I don't know how easy it would be to move on from him. And there's teams that would probably want him. Like, you could put him in Miami. You could put him with the Phoenix Suns. Like, he's going to give you something. It's just, you got to be ready. And you have to have somebody who is going to monitor him. It just feels like Draymond is being, hey, that's just Draymond being Draymond. Yes. When he plays well, there's a sliding scale. Hey, man, you're a lot of trouble. You're worth it. And then all of a sudden, you're a lot of trouble. You're not worth it. And do you want to sign up? I mean, what's Golden State do? You know? And Steph is an older basketball player. He looks young. He's not. Klay Thompson's not the same. Now, they do have some reserves. You know, they survived the James Wiseman bad pick. But now you look at the future there. Steve Kerr signed up for a few more years. But they're not as threatening. Can they win back-to-back games in the playoffs? If they're in the play-in game. I guess because of Steph and that's it. But watching last night, and I'm going, you got to be kidding me. It's 6-4. Like, you get tangled up and you got your arm around somebody's neck. And I go, 96-94. Not 6-4. But that's what we saw last night. Also, there was a moment with the 76ers. Kelly Oubre, the Sixers forward, he got tossed last night. And he was pointing at officials saying, basically, bleep you, bleep you, bleep you. And then he was asked about it afterwards.
Without trying to put you in a bad spot, how do you try to break down and digest the last few minutes of that game?
Well, first and foremost, heated a moment. This is an intense basketball game, of course. And, you know, we're not perfect. The refs aren't perfect. I want to apologize for just losing my cool because that's something I try to work on each and every day and try to represent God in the best way I possibly can, and that wasn't it. So, you know, I just ask for forgiveness. But I saw Coach Nurse getting riled up, and if our coach is going to fight for us and, you know, he's going there, then I'm right behind him. So, but at the end of the day, it wasn't cool. So, you know, I'll take whatever penalties come with that and, you know, you have to move on. But I got to be better in a sense.
Now, he's 6 years younger than Draymond Green, but he certainly sounds like, hey, I made a mistake in the moment. I apologize. Draymond's never done that and never will do that. Clippers beat the Sixers 108 to 107, but it was one of those moments where you're going, somebody better grab a hold of Kelly Oubre because this is going to be a larger fine than he expects. But maybe it, you know, he's doing some damage control there by apologizing and nobody's perfect and the officials and all of those things. But, yeah, a couple of moments last night, the Denver game, Denver at home losing to the Phoenix Suns. The Knicks blow out the Raptors, and the Rockets have won 10 in a row. They beat the Thunder last night in overtime. So some interesting moments, but keep an eye on the Phoenix Suns because they have one of the toughest schedules as far as winning percentage-wise in a long, long time. In fact, if you go back to Memphis in 2015, nobody has had a more difficult final 10 games of the season, at least percentage-wise, winning percentage-wise of the teams they're going to face, than Memphis did in 2015-2016.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
All right, Jeff Passan will join us. We'll get you ready for opening day. Also, the situation with Shohei Ohtani, what is next? And also the Oakland A's future, Mike Trout's future, teams to watch, his picks for the World Series. So Passan will join us coming up here in a little bit. Also, your phone calls, settle on a poll question, and we'll talk about Jaden Daniels' pro day and why it was different than Caleb Williams. We'll have that for you coming up. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We'll talk about Jaden Daniels' pro day at LSU yesterday. And also, Ice Cube talks about the $5 million offer to Caitlin Clark to play in the Big Three. Jeff Passan of the Mothership. You can see him today, all day, all night, and opening night of baseball here. And then you have the Rangers hosting the Cubs at 7:30 Eastern, the exclusive national presentation. Great to have you back on, Jeff. Let me start with the Dodgers with Shohei Ohtani and any updates or anything that you expect here in the next couple of days.
This is going to be a while, Dan, and it's going to be a while, I think, because we have to understand what the investigations going on into this situation are. Number one, there is a federal investigation into the bookmaking operation that allegedly was taking place in Southern California. And, you know, Shohei Ohtani is like a tiny little speck of a much more sprawling look into what was going on. And because he's Shohei Ohtani and because of the salaciousness of the allegations, it feels like he's a much bigger part of that. But in reality, this case is so big, it could take a while yet for there to be resolution there. And Major League Baseball at the same time, generally speaking, its investigation tends to align, at least when being wrapped up, with the larger criminal investigations that are going on. And if the criminal investigation is not going to be wrapped up for a long time, chances are Major League Baseball's is not going to either, unless there is clear and obvious establishment of Shohei Ohtani's version of the story that we've heard so far, which is that Ippei Mitsuhara, his interpreter, stole $4.5+ million from him to pay off gambling debts. Now, one thing we still do not know is who Ohtani's camp reached out to in terms of law enforcement officials to say, hey, this guy stole $4.5 million, start looking into it and start looking into charges. And not only do we not know it, but when our reporters, Tisha Thompson and Paul Levine, are asking Ohtani's camp, they're saying, we're not going to tell you anything. And so it's a missing piece, Dan, that would go a really long way, I think, to validating Ohtani's story. Right now, we have his version of the story, and logically, a fair bit of it makes sense. But there are also questions that are unanswered. And when you have unanswered questions and the story changing like it did at the beginning, you know, there's going to be skepticism and cynicism about the version that he's telling.
When's the last time you remember a team that it was World Series or bust, like the Dodgers?
Last year with the Dodgers. Like every year with the Dodgers. I mean, when you, you know, let's...
But it's more so this year.
Every year with them, I really do, because they put these mega themes together like that. That's what they are. And they don't, I'm sorry, Dan, they don't put teams together to go win the NL West. They don't put teams together to go win the National League pennant. If they don't win the World Series, it's a disappointing season, because they've got Mookie Betts, who is still in his prime, isn't always going to be. They've got Freddie Freeman, who's still in his prime, isn't always going to be. And yeah, they added Shohei Ohtani and Yoshinobu Yamamoto and Tyler Glasnow and Teoscar Hernandez, and turned a team that had World Series aspirations into a team with maybe like a little more World Series aspirations. So I understand what you're saying, but I look at the Atlanta Braves too. Like, let's consider the window that they're in right now, when they have this incredible core of players, and they've got Chris Sale coming over, you know, a guy who's no spring chicken, and Charlie Morton, who in all likelihood is going to be retiring after this season. Things are going to change for them too. So are they World Series or bust? I mean, I would suggest that, yes, they're in the same boat that the Dodgers are.
A couple other things before I get to baseball today. The Oakland A's situation. How awkward is this that they're trying to find, what, a temporary home before they get to their new permanent home, but they still have their old home?
Yeah. Imagine the most awkward situation that you've ever been in, and then multiply it by 10, and it's still not as awkward as the A's being in Oakland. The A's essentially have said to the city of Oakland, we don't want to be here. And it, you know, that is against the backdrop of all of these players playing in this awful stadium, and fans feeling like this isn't even our team anymore. And so you're going to have an empty stadium. You're going to have a city in Las Vegas that maybe doesn't want them, because why would you want a team owned by someone in John Fisher who is so willing to gut the franchise to the point that it's major league? And now, granted, the A's on the field this year, Dan, are not going to be nearly as bad as they were last year. They may, you know, they may not be the worst team in the American League, but they're still going to stink. And it's like you have 29 Major League Baseball franchises and one team that's called Major League Baseball franchise, but is run like the worst minor league outfit you've ever seen.
But is there a record for the fewest number of fans to go watch a team, their home games? I don't know if somebody, Paulie, do you have, did the A's set the all-time record last year?
We're checking. They had 832,000 on the season. They averaged 10,000 a game. In comparison, the Dodgers had 3.8 million people show up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely not the lowest that it's been, but we may see it this year.
Yeah, that's true. Mike Trout, I think, is turning 33. At mm-hmm. what point does Mike Trout say, maybe I need to have a change of scenery, or when do the Angels say, are you thinking about a change of scenery?
It's a really good question. Like, there are a few things every spring that I try to go to because they're interesting or because they're going to be particularly newsworthy. And Mike Trout's first media availability this year was high on that list because, you know, I wanted to ask him that same question. Like, how much longer can you oblige?
Yeah.
How much longer are you going to stay with a team that you've been to the playoffs with one time in your illustrious career? And that one time you got swept out by the Kansas City Royals. Like, that's the wildest part of Mike Trout's career. He's one of the, you know, one of the 5 to 10 best players that we've ever seen, and he still hasn't won a playoff game. And, you know, the clock is ticking now. He's not going to be getting a whole lot better in his mid to late 30s. And I think he desperately wants to be somewhere where he can win, but there's that tug of loyalty too, Dan. Like, he's been an Angel his entire career. And if he's going to win, he wants it to be with that organization. But the question is, can that organization win with Artie Moreno owning the team and making the decisions that get in the way of its ability to do so? They've got some really interesting young players. I think Logan Ohapi, their catcher, is going to be really good. Zach Neto, their shortstop. Nolan Schanuel at first base. Like, they've got some guys, but do they have enough in that division? Not even close, because the American League West is nasty this year. The Texas Rangers won the World Series last year. The Houston Astros have been to 7 consecutive American League Championship Series. And I think the Seattle Mariners have the best rotation in baseball. You've got all these teams around. And then the Angels, who have gutted their farm system, have not spent intelligently at the major league level, and couldn't win when they had arguably the two best players in the entire game there at the same time for a 6-year period. So what suggests that they're going to be doing it now?
Talking to Jeff Passan of the Mothership, ESPN has the national presentation of opening night. It'll be the Rangers and the Cubs at 7:30 Eastern. All right. If not the Dodgers or Braves in the National League, then who?
There's a really good argument to be made that the Phillies are a better team, or at least a better playoff team, when you've got Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola at the top of a rotation, and a team that has not just the hitting depth that they do, their bullpen's really, really good. And so I like, it's a do not sleep on this bullpen good group. And so I think Philadelphia is probably the obvious answer. What about Arizona, though? Like, let's not forget, they made it to the World Series last year, and then they go out and add Jordan Montgomery. They add Eduardo Rodriguez. They bring back Lourdes Gurriel. They bring in Jock Peterson and Randall Grichuk. Like,
were they a great story or a great team?
They were a great team in October, Dan. And the in October caveat is important. And I think it speaks to the sport of baseball right now. I don't give a damn what you did between April and September. If you played better in October than someone else, the way that baseball is, you can be wathed in glory forever. All it takes is one really good hot month. And that's what the Diamondbacks had. So even if they were a mediocre to slightly above average team during the regular season, I remember doing a story in the World Series about just toward the end, like, five games in, how clean it had been. Like, the amount of incredible defensive plays that the Texas Rangers and Arizona Diamondbacks made in the World Series made it an extremely enjoyable series to watch, even if it was only five games. Like, there was good ball being played. And the Diamondbacks adding those two starting pitchers that I mentioned on top of Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly, and you know, capping that rotation with Brandon Pfaadt, who in the World Series was really good. Like, it's a formidable roster, and I'm excited to see year two of the Corbin Carroll show. I think he's got a chance to be a top five MVP guy this year after winning Rookie of the Year and being in the mix last year, and I think he's going to be even better this season than he was.
The American League, Rangers defending champs. Astros always get there. Yankees, Yankees brought in some talent. So if it's not, you're not quite all in on the Yankees there?
I'm not there on the Yankees right now.
All right.
The Garrett Cole injury is an absolute killer. And yes, they added Marcus Stroman to their rotation. And sure, like, Luis Gil looked great in spring training. But I worry that they're too old. I worry that they are injury prone, and they lost the best pitcher in Major League Baseball for at least 2 months to an elbow injury that, you know, if we're just assuming it's going to heal, I've known elbows for too long to know that they do not heal on a schedule. Like, I've just seen it too many times where you assume a guy is going to be back at a particular point. This is not a soft tissue injury. You know, this is nerve, and this is ulnar collateral ligament. And these are things that when you try and put them on a schedule, laugh at you. So if they get Garrett Cole back and get him back healthy and back at the level that he's been at, and if Carlos Rodon can pitch to his contract, then yeah, they're going to be in the mix. I still do not think they're as good as the Orioles, Dan.
We were talking about this the other day with how tough it's going to be for Hall of Fame voters looking at starting pitchers moving forward, because Verlander's a Hall of Famer. Kershaw is a Hall. I mean, there's only
Scherzer.
Scherzer's a Hall of Famer.
Those are the three.
But but after that, is there a starting pitcher currently in baseball who you could see is on the projection to be a Hall of Famer?
I mean, I think Cole is probably in the mix. I think Zach Wheeler is putting himself into the mix. I think if Jacob deGrom hadn't been hurt, he's got, you know, the two Cy Youngs. But his career feels more Lincecum-y right now than it does Hall of Fame. And, you know, he's going to be...
But aren't we adjusting our numbers of, like, you...
Oh, 100%.
To 200 wins? That's not going to happen with these younger guys.
I mean, you have to adjust your numbers. And in the same way, I think that voters now, Dan, take into account something like on-base percentage more than they did in the past. I think we're smarter as a collective when it comes to Hall of Fame voting in terms of figuring out what's right, but also contextualizing it throughout generations. And if you hold starting pitchers who pitched in the 2010s and 2020s to the same sorts of standards that guys used to have, you're literally not going to have a single pitcher who goes in the Hall of Fame from this generation. Like, you're just not, because it's a different job and it's a different game. And it's, you know, I think it stinks. I don't like that this is where starting pitching has gone. It's my biggest pet peeve about baseball these days, that you took this group of players who collectively take up half of the sport, and you essentially said, we are not going to allow you to be a star because you're not going to go more than five or six innings. And that I think has been detrimental to the game. And it's problematic going forward, and something that, whether it's through active rule changes or something a little bit more passive at the youth level, where they start emphasizing going deeper into games rather than throwing really hard. You know, it's just a priority that the sport hasn't put at the forefront, and it's been detrimental to the game accordingly.
Yeah, it's almost like if I'm a pitcher, a young pitcher, I want to be a closer than I do a starter, because I probably have a better chance there of being a star, maybe making a lot of money and having, I don't know, if you want to pitch five innings, that's great, but you might have a shift.
I still think like my kid's a pitcher. And he wants to be the ace. You know, there's still something among players about starting. It's just that they don't look at what their duty is the same way that they have in the past. If you get through five or six innings, you've done your job.
Yeah, but would you rather start a game or close a game? I'd rather close a game. In today's baseball, I'd rather close a game.
That's really interesting, because you get paid $15 million for one inning of work.
Yes.
Like, because you get to sit in the clubhouse until the sixth inning and
yes.
then meander. Yeah. It's a better job. You're right about that. Like, it's a much better job, but would you, you know, you're a star, Dan.
Thank you.
Like, well, you are. And I feel like you'd want to be on the mound at the beginning of the game rather than.
Yeah, but if I'm only going five and a half, then no.
Okay. That's fair.
I want to be the guy who shuts you down, and then all of a sudden everybody comes out and congratulates me, and then, you know, I walk off heroes. Well,
what kind of closer would you be? Would you be the closer who over time just got fatter and fatter and just embraced no, I'm not saying you have gotten, you look fantastic, but I'm saying, I feel like you would embrace the lifestyle of the closer, where you would be the guy who, you know, was drinking beers after the game and having snacks and sitting in the bullpen and flicking seeds. Like,
I would
if
be
you're going to be
Goose Gossage.
Yeah, exactly. If you're going to be a closer, like, go full send on your closer.
Yes. I'm going to tell you what I'm throwing, and I'm going to see if you can hit it.
And they can't, because no, you're Dan Patrick. Yeah,
absolutely.
Baby.
Thank you, Jeff. Hey, have a great day. Always great to catch up with you.
Take it easy, buddy. Happy opening day, everyone.
That's Jeff Passan of the Mothership, ESPN opening night. You have the World Series champion Rangers hosting the Cubs, 7:30 Eastern. Play of the day is next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Oh, my God.
The play.
The play's gonna play.
Of the day.
Let's go.
Check this out.
There's two on Green. Now drives on Dort, turns him back, pulls back, shoots. Tough shot!
Oh, tough
shot!
Goodness.
Tough shot! Tough shot! Jalen Green!
Jalen Green got to be ready to make a play if he gets trapped here.
Splits it! Drives!
That's courtesy of Space City Home Network. Jalen Green is a problem. He had 37, seventh consecutive game with at least 26 points, and the Rockets have won 10 in a row. Play of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the official trading cards of this program, instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. All right, we'll update our poll results. Couple of phone calls in here as well. Let's see. How about Zach in Knoxville to lead us off? Good morning, Zach. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP. I just wanted to take a look at the bright side of this Draymond Green issue. AT&T might be forced to pull those commercials that are so cringy after this. I'm not sure how that's going to go down. Hopefully they do, but... I have a couple other questions just real quick with the Washington Commanders. Do you think they should trade that pick? Or
no, if you love your quarterback, take your quarterback. The Patriots, same thing. If you love your quarterback, take your quarterback. If you don't, then trade down. Don't take a quarterback because you need a quarterback. Take a quarterback that fits your needs. Used to be that GMs would do that. Got to have a quarterback. Is it the right quarterback? No, but it's the guy, best quarterback available. That's not the way you draft. Tim in Jersey. Hi, Tim. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP, hey. Boys. I'm going to call in regarding a pie to the face bet regarding the NL Central.
Okay.
I'm going to take my Pittsburgh Pirates to win, and I'm going to offer the field to anybody who wants it.
All right. Marvin will take that.
I'm taking it. Let's go Reds.
All righty. All right. So, you know, how about we do this? Reds versus Pirates, to be fair to Tim. Would you be willing to take that, Marvin?
I'm in.
Okay.
Wait. So whoever has the better record?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, Eaton.
Can I, like, double down on all of them and take the Cardinals?
Yes, you can. Paulie?
The Cardinals had 71 wins last year. The Pirates had 76. The Reds had 82.
Okay. Seton's taking the Cardinals. Marvin has the Reds. Tim has the Pirates. All right. Lance in Bloomington. Good morning, Lance. What's on your mind today?
ADP 63190. Hey, wanted to get your take on taking the show on the road this summer to the MLB All-Star Game. You guys did a great job at the Super Bowl, and I thought it'd be a good show to be at the All-Star Game that week. What do you think?
Where is the All-Star Game?
I think it's in Arlington.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts to get there to take the show on the road. I mean, it takes months to get ready for the Super Bowl. Months. Even when we went to Dublin,
I mean, it took a lot of people, a lot of moving parts to be able to find a place, set it up, the cost there. You know, how many days do we do? What kind of guests can we get? So, I mean, we would consider these, but it's probably unlikely that we would go to Arlington for the All-Star game. Yes, Paul.
Dan, as much as I and everyone loves Texas in July, I think I speak for all of us. The last time we took the game, took us to the road for the All-Star game, I think was Houston. Me, you, and Fritzy went.
Yeah.
And it was 1,000 degrees was the high daily in Houston that July.
Yeah. Arlington brings back bad memories because that's where I had my confrontation with A-Rod in the locker room.
Payback time.
I don't know. He's not going to be. Well, he'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not. Nobody wins if we get together. It'd be just a, hi, A-Rod. And then he might say, hi, Dan. Yes, Todd.
I'm looking at the NBA All-Star Game in 2025 being in San Francisco, hosted by the Warriors at the Chase Center.
But we were talking about the baseball All-Star Game.
Oh.
You should listen to the show.
Attention.
No, the show can
I thought
be
he was referring to the basketball All-Star Game. I'm totally serious. I thought he was talking about the basketball All-Star Game.
No.
Oh, dear.
No, he's talking baseball. But thank you, Todd.
Baseball.
Where's the NBA All-Star game, Todd?
San Francisco's great, though.
Yeah, it is.
I wouldn't mind going.
That'd be a good place.
Yeah, it is. Ice Cube was on Pat McAfee's show, and he talked about the offer that he made to Caitlin Clark to play in the Big Three.
You know, it's always 50-50 till we get a no, you know, at the end of the day. It is a generous offer, you know, and look, you know, we're in a new age. You know, it's like NIL. You know, when we came up with the idea, you know, our sponsors, our partners, they all want to make it happen. So, you know, we was able to make that generous offer. It's definitely doable. You know, both leagues play on CBS. So, of course, they love it if we can make it happen. And so it's, you know, it's up to the player. You know, as a league, we'll make it happen. We'll, our offer is in. You know, we just need an answer as soon as they're ready to give us one.
Yes, Paul.
I'm assuming Caitlin Clark's going to play for the Indiana Fever. Their season goes all through the summer, including games almost every Saturday or Sunday. She would have to miss, I'm looking here, 8 games with her WNBA team to play for this other league.
Yeah.
It's not a realistic pitch.
No. He got publicity. That's all it is. He wanted publicity, got publicity, had a day where people were talking about the Big Three. I don't even know when the season is. I don't care to watch the Big Three. But, okay, it's late summer where you don't have the NBA and they're trying to capitalize on it. But Caitlin Clark, her day job or night job will be the WNBA. That'll be far more important than the $5 million payday with the Big Three. Although I did like some of these players who play in the Big Three, like, oh, she'd never get a shot off. She'd never score. Like, slow down here. All right?
Oh, yeah, right.
We put her on lockdown. Okay. Christian Laettner will join us coming up next hour. Why isn't he in the Basketball Hall of Fame? We'll ask him.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.